No one's ever born with insecurities. We are forced to be insecure. The society loves to speak so much and throw their opinions on us. But hey, that doesn't mean we listen to all of it, right? Why would you want to be insecure about something just because someone doesn't like that about you? Do you live for them? No. Now, in this episode, I'll be sharing some tips and advices that I think would help you guys to overcome your insecurities and embrace them instead. Make sure you're following my socials linked down in the description box below. Now let's get started. First, change your perspective. Your mind tricks you into thinking that you should stop being insecure about yourself by changing a particular thing about you. Now listen, it's not about changing it. It's about embracing it and feeling confident about it. For example, you don't really have well-defined abs or a model-type body, or you're insecure about the way you look. Listen. This doesn't mean you change your face or your body, right? You're literally born with it. So learn to embrace it instead of feeling or seeing it as a flaw. It's always about how you stop feeling insecure about it and start feeling confident about that so-called insecurity of yours. Second, never put too much thinking into what other people have to say about you. Trust me, they have no work to do, and that's why they have so much time to gossip and project their insecurities on you. For example, they're insecure about their face. Unintentionally, they're gonna project their own insecurity about themselves on you, about your face. Even when it's nothing to feel insecure about, they will make you feel like that at times just because they're insecure about it. So why do you want to take their opinion so seriously? You have so much more to do in life, and such trash opinions will not help you in the future. So why do we focus on them so much? Listen, I know it's easier said than done, but when you stop listening and taking such opinions seriously, and such people, of course, life becomes so much better. Talking about me, yes, I've had my hard days. I've had days where I felt low about myself, but I've never, ever taken anybody's opinion about my appearance or just my overall life really seriously, because they are not in my shoes. They don't know what's going on in my life. They don't know what I have to do, and they don't know what the future could be. So why would I take their opinion seriously? I mean, if they don't have any work to do, it's not my problem. Third, start focusing on yourself and your own life instead of looking at how pretty or perfect someone else looks or how their life is just amazing. Are you really ready to sit down and waste all of your time, energy, and potential on a person who might not even be a part of your future? Everybody's temporary, and you are your own permanent person. People may come and go, but you stay with yourself forever. That's the longest commitment. So start working on your goals, your life, your dreams, your mind, before even thinking about judging someone else's perfect life. Because look, if you keep constantly looking at somebody else's life or how somebody else is, you know, just being so successful in their own life, you will never grow. You will always compare yourself with others, which is just the wrong path. It literally leads you to feel insecure about yourself, even though you're doing pretty good in your own life. So just don't compare your life or yourself or anything about you with others, because everybody is different. Nobody can be same. Focusing on yourself also allows you to open up to different perspectives and, you know, different mindsets, different experiences, and just evolving in your own life is just so much better than looking at how somebody else is doing or what they're doing or who they're friends with. I mean, that's just really stupid. This links me into the fourth point, which is not everyone's life is as perfect as you see it. We all have problems, we all have our own difficult days, we all have productive days, and we have good days, and we also have days where we do nothing and just, you know, sit down and chill, and that is completely okay. If you judge someone else's life based on how perfect it looks from the outside, please stop doing that. There's always something behind the curtains that you don't know about. Judging someone else's life based on the external POV is just a way of letting your mind feel insecure about your own life. And if you look at the social media and, see someone with the millions of followers, you think they're lucky and probably didn't even work hard for it. Now, some people actually don't work hard and still get it, but that's different. Focusing on the point, we can't just sit down as a part of the external audience and compare our own life with someone else's because we have no idea what's going on internally. We all have a different story and we are our own writers. No one is going to come and take us to the top because in the end, as I said, it's always us by ourselves. Yes, some people may come, they'll help you in the process, or some may even leave you in the process. But in the end, it's you who's going to write your own story. Why be insecure about the way you look or the way you stand out from people? This leads me to the last mindset shift, which is standing out from others is actually a great thing sometimes. No matter how much someone thinks it's weird to stand out, it's sometimes actually really good. Standing out from others proves that you aren't like everybody else. Just imagine, you're watching a movie and all the characters have the same lifestyle, the same way of talking, dressing up or walking, or even the same type of faces. Would you watch that movie for 3 hours or would you rather watch something in which all the characters are unique in their own ways and each one of them have a different story to tell? Exactly. We all would watch the second one, right? Then why do we try to be like someone else in our own life? It's literally your life, not theirs. What's there to be insecure about yourself just because you don't have what they have? You may have something better coming or something different than what they have or want, and that's perfect. Not everyone can want or have the same kind of life because that's just impossible. We weren't put on this planet to copy others just because we are insecure about ourselves or a part of ourselves. We were here to be confident in ourselves, to love ourselves, to achieve our goals, and just have good company around our dreams, to live the best life we can even after facing the hard challenges that may come on the way. Now, coming to a few advices that I'd like to share. The first one is understand what you're insecure about and why are you insecure about it. Are you insecure about that thing just because you're told about it? Or are you insecure because you actually want that thing to change? If it's the second one, I'd really encourage you to become your best self and feel confident. But if it's the first one, then you're perfect the way you are and no need to change just because you're told to. Second, be clear and sure about yourself that no one can put you down. This isn't about overconfidence. It's about confidence and just being extremely grounded and sure about your own self. I want you to stop being insecure about a certain thing just because someone pointed it out. In fact, I want you to be even more confident about it because I want you to value your own opinion over anybody else's. Prioritize your opinion before theirs. Third, turn that insecurity into confidence. If you're insecure about your body, work on it. If you're insecure about the way you dress, upgrade your fashion sense. But then again, do it for you, not for them. Do it to love yourself. Do it to feel confident about just walking down the hallway. Do it because you want to, not because they told you to. And not because they just told you that, okay, you know what? This outfit looks very bad on you. Or your body doesn't, your body isn't fit. Remember that it's better to achieve your goals when you direct them towards you and not based on other people's opinions. Fourth, don't feel the urge to be accepted by the people around you. That's insane. Just be the way you are, love the way you are, and don't be insecure just because they don't accept you. In fact, get up from the table and walk off. It's clear that they don't respect and value you for the person you are. Then why would you even want to sit at that table? Just because you're getting their attention? No, we don't do that. Wherever our value isn't seen, we don't sit there. We don't tolerate it. We walk away and move on. Stop questioning yourself by whatever you see on social media. The standards are sometimes totally unrealistic and stupid. People really say that you should have a flat stomach and this and that and the perfect face, blah, blah, blah. Why? Why would I want to feel bad about myself just because I saw that one girl on social media with the so-called trending perfect body? Why would I want to compare my body with hers after seeing the comment section? Why would I want to be like her when I can be my own self? These are the questions you should ask yourself when you start feeling insecure or when you feel like you have to compare yourself with others. Sixth, not everything you consume from social media is real. As I said, it sets some stupid and unrealistic standards, and you know, people just go by the trends so much that they trigger their own minds by it. Just limit the content you see, unfollow people who make you feel bad about yourself, or just simply mute their profile to avoid seeing anything you know, that they post, and if it upsets you. Follow like-minded people who post good content like motivational, self-care, tips on achieving your goals, having the best life, etc. This way, you won't have anything or anyone to compare yourself with in a bad way and will always look up to different people instead that actually help you become your best self and make you realize that there's so much more to life than just being, you know, insecure about your appearance every single time. Seventh, focus on internal glow up before external glow up. People really don't get this. They think that, you know, looking beautiful and absolutely gorgeous 24/7 or just dressing up in the most perfect way all the time is more important than how you internally feel about yourself. Now, it's really important to feel good in order to look good and vice versa. Sometimes when you dress up in a certain way that you like, your mood instantly becomes better. When you feel good, you glow in a different way. But when you feel low or bad internally, it's always sensed in your energy or your expressions. Especially mine. People just really know when I'm angry, when I'm sad. So yeah. Start prioritizing your inner glow up rather than the appearance on the outer part. Don't focus on how you're looking to other people and focus on how you're looking to you. Again, put your opinion before someone else's. Eighth, stop identifying as the past version of yourself and level up so much that you don't even associate with that past version of you anymore. Looking back in the past, there must have been days where you felt really insecure about something and ruined the whole moment or just had a really embarrassing day. That's okay. It happened. That's not who you are anymore, right? You're a way better person and you have learned from that experience. So no need to get triggered by the experience anymore. You're a completely different person now and you don't identify as that past insecure version of yourself. Stop letting your insecurities have control over you. Instead, you control them. You were given those flaws for a reason, so don't start hating them for being a part of you. They are already a part of you. Think of them as a challenge God has given to you that, you know what? Okay, I've given you clear skin, but not the healthiest body. How would you spend your days? Would you rather spend your days stressing on how imperfect your body looks? Or would you rather move your body every single day, work out, and get in shape? Of course, the second one, right? So use those flaws to make you stronger and make you fall in love with yourself even more than earlier. Once you master loving yourself, even on days you feel like you aren't looking your best self, trust me, that is unstoppable confidence. This would prove that you know you have flaws, you know how to embrace them and evolve yourself instead of feeling bad about them. Also, I just wanted to share that I saw this quote on Pinterest that said, "Stop shrinking into places you don't fit in anymore. Know your worth." And oh my god, it really resonated with me. If you guys want such words that would help you when you're feeling low or insecure or, you know, just cheer you up or motivate you, then you can check out my Pinterest, which is also linked down below. Anyways, lastly, I just want to let you all know that this feeling of insecurity may linger on for a while in our heads, but please don't stop on your journey of becoming the best version of yourself. Our minds may trick us to feel insecure about a certain thing, but just so you know, you're perfectly fine the way you are and you will always be on the journey of leveling up. So, never stop and keep going. focus on you and the rest of the world can say what they want to. I just love that line. I know I'm obsessed with it. I'm sorry. I've repeated that, I think, last episode as well. Anyways, thank you for hearing me out. I'll be seeing you guys next Sunday. And I have my exams going on, but I'll still manage. See you. Take care. I love you. This is me signing off.